Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's Tarot Tuesday with Miss Keisha Gibson tonight. So all of you still hold on tight. Show is getting started. For those of you in the chat room, what's up to all of you out there? Miss Gibson is coming on the line right now. Okay. little all technical difficulties out there.
Hello?
All right, there you go. Yep, I can hear you.
Hey. How you doing, Sabrina, Menti?
I'm doing great.
Good. Thanks for the introduction, and thanks for always being there to help. Friends and family, those of you that don't know, I can be found at www.myastrologycoach.com. That's www.myastrologycoach.com. When you go on their website, click on the double dose. The double dose is going to be a reading with myself and Noble Ampu. Me as a tarot reader, Ampu as, of course, the astrologer, the wonderful astrologer that he is. Together we read you, so it's, you get two readers for the price of one. That's the double dose, and it is really the best reading you will ever get. That's www.myastrologycoach.com. Click on the consultations tab and select the double dose reading. And with that in mind, you guys, one of the best programs that My Astrology Coach offers is the Astro Tarot Network. Now, the Astro Tarot Network is Ampu and myself, but it is a monthly membership that allows you a 30-minute consultation with myself. It allows you a live conference call monthly with Ampu. He discusses anything that is taking place astrologically during that specific present time. You get birthday reports emailed to you, monthly reports emailed to you. And when I say monthly reports, it's almost like a personal astrological report that outlines every single day for you and you only. And it gives you the information on the energies and the things that are going to be taking place throughout that month. Let you know good times to maybe do business, buying and selling, things of that nature, and making new friends. So you get these emailed to you monthly, as well as a membership discount on our online presentations now, and a membership discount on any of our trips. All of that is for $45 a month. $45 a month, you guys, all of that. You can pay for one consultation with me for 30 minutes on the website, and it's $60. So this is basically our way just to give back, truly. It's awesome for life coaching, and not only is it good for life coaching, it opens the door between you and spirit so that your spiritual knowledge can grow and your spiritual self can grow, and that's definitely what we aim for. My astrology coach, we are the advisors of the 21st century. So www.myastrologycoach.com, and you want to go to the Astro Tarot Network. With that being said, I want to thank Sabrina or Amenti, the writer, who is like the best person or personal assistant like on earth, literally. And she's an awesome tarot reader, and she's got astrological knowledge. She has metaphysical knowledge. Like, this woman is really a medicine woman, and she's very, very gifted, and I'm, like, honored to be able to work with her. So I want to thank her, and then I've got my sister that's here with me. She does the editing for these shows and the videos for these shows, Christina. You can find her on YouTube, Strong Mommy Chrissy. She's awesome. Like, I mean, just very, very creative and intelligent, and I'm grateful for her as well. So with that being said, we can pretty much get started. You guys, I am going to give you a mini reading, which is just a small sample of what my sessions really, really are like. So basically, I'll give you a general reading, but just a little snippet of a general reading. If you have a question, you can ask one question and one question only. I've got to keep it brief because I'm trying to be fair and get to everyone. Give me just one moment. I'm going to make sure that I'm getting everything as far as the announcements is concerned. I just want to see if there's anything that is coming up that I actually need to make for sure that I'm mentioning. And well, as of right now, as far as our retreats and everything is concerned, we don't have any of those on the calendar as of yet. I think I'm pretty much up to date, and I'm thinking we can definitely get started. With that in mind, we can go ahead and take the first caller whenever you're ready.
All right. Yes. The first call we have is caller 770, and after caller 770 is caller 216. So first let's get caller 770.
770, Keith, you're on the line.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. What's your name?
Lola.
It's, what is it?
Lola.
Lola. Hi, Lola. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How did you hear of the show, Lola?
I saw a flyer on Facebook.
Okay, good, good. Thanks for calling in. Do you have a specific question for me tonight, or did you just want, like, a general reading?
Just a general.
Okay, just one moment. Okay, so I do see that you have really been trying to put things together as far as your life is concerned, kind of like life planning. And it doesn't have to be that official, what like a professional would call life planning, like where you're writing down your exact move. I mean, even if you're sketching out how you want to do it and making plans in your mind, that is still considered life planning. And I feel like that's pretty much where you are at this particular point. Spirit is showing me a lot of strength with you, like a lot of Leo energy. You're a very, very strong woman. But one thing that you have to make for sure that you always do is follow your intuition, because I do see that there are points in times where you haven't been doing so. And you also have your guard up. It's like you keep your guard up on a regular basis, but it is because of the things that you have been through in the past. It's just kind of like learning to trust again. You've been hurt in the past, and, you know, you just have to kind of come to that place where you're able to learn to trust again. Now, I definitely see you being on the receiving end of some money coming up really, really soon. And it's like behind some sort of venture that you execute or that you are a part of, and it's successful, and it's going to bring in a little bit of income for you. Now, I see some travel problems, or it could be like problems with an automobile in the near future, like a plane, train, or automobile. I don't know if you might need maintenance on a vehicle, or maybe you just need to wear your seatbelt and not speed. You could travel and have some issue with your tickets or something. But it's something pertaining to a mode of travel that I feel you're going to have just a few minor complications with. So you definitely want to be mindful of that. Now, in the next couple weeks, I see the hermit energy, which means you are going to either be dealing with someone that is confined, either against their will or because they want to, like someone that doesn't really get outside very much, or it could easily be you. And usually when I see this, these type of energies, it's like when someone is in the house and they're studying or they are determined to learn a new skill or trade, something to that nature. And, of course, it could also represent someone like that would be incarcerated, that's held against their will. But I do see the energy of somebody being inside of somewhere and inside a lot, and that's within the next couple of weeks. That is pretty much what I see in general, dear.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. You are so very welcome. Let's thank you for calling in. Good night.
Okay, call 770, please. Press 1 again to get you off the queue. All right, go and take caller 216. After caller 216, we're going to have caller 972.
Okay, 216, please, you're online. What's your name?
Hi there, my name is Sharon. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Good evening, Sharon.
Do you need my birthday? Hi. Oh, do you need my birthday or anything? Oh,
not
okay.
Sharon, do you have a specific question, or did you just want me to read you in general?
I do. Well, yeah, look specifically. What do you see coming up in the future, the near future, with employment? I do have a job I'm contracting, but I'm looking for full-time permanent instead of full-time contracting. How's that? And I saw you
okay.
on Blog Talk, by the way. Okay.
Okay, there you go. So your exact question is, tell me what the exact question is.
Okay. Am I going to be finding full-time permanent position soon with what I want to do? How's that? Back in a career.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Just one moment.
Thank you. First time you've ever given me a reading.
It's the first time you've ever gotten one, or I've ever given
from you. From you. Oh, yeah, the first time calling.
Oh, gotcha.
I listened before.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for your support. Hang on. Absolutely. Yes, you will.
Oh, boy, I needed to hear that. And I've listened to your readings. They're very accurate. I've been contracting all year, my dear. Go on. Tell me what you see. I know. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're actually at the point right now where you're able to see the truth. Like, it's like you can see situations for what they really are. You can see people for who they really are.
Oh, I know. Absolutely.
Also, at a point in your life where you're finding solitude within yourself. And what it's about is you have always pressed forward in a positive direction. It's like you've had a lot of hope and you've put white light. White light is protection, it's prosperity, it's abundance, it's love. So just from that, you have found balance within yourself. And this is the card, because I'm videotaping, so I'm showing the card of balance.
Hasn't been easy this year, let me tell you. But, yes,
yes.
I have. Go on. It's been a work in progress. How's that?
You're able to triumph to success. So the things that you set out to do, you're going to easily be able to do them successfully. So there is no doubt about that. Yes, you will.
Okay. Do you feel it's good? Was there any timing in the cards? I know that's hard.
Just one moment. Well, we're coming up toward the end of the year.
I know.
I want to say before the year is up, but then I don't. It
may start the process. Yeah, go on, sorry.
It's within the season. So, you know, it's not going to be next spring. Like, the next season is it's the winter season, so it would be within the season.
Okay. Thank you so much. You answered my question, okay? I want to listen to the rest of your readings. Okay, so go ahead and put me on hold, okay?
All right, Sharon. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You too, okay? Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay, I see that caller 972 is not in the queue anymore. Again, if you want to read in, press 1 so I can see your hand and I can pick you up. So we're going to go to caller 313. And after caller 313 is caller 347.
Peace, caller 313, you're on the line. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, how you doing? This is Ebony.
Ebony, is this Ebony that was in the network, Ebony?
Yes.
How are you, love?
I'm good, and you?
Good.
How you doing, Missy?
It's been a work in progress, let me tell you.
Oh, you know what? I don't think we hung up the last caller, and I don't think Amenti heard you either. But did you want to start with do you have a general reading, or did you want to stick to one specific question?
A general reading.
Okay, just one moment.
I was going to get a full reading from you whenever I got the money to delve into that last question that was brought up.
So you've got an offer that you should consider. Somebody's going to offer you something, and Spirit is not saying you have to go for it, but Spirit is saying to at least consider it, you know, because right now what you're up against is to be able to make money, but more so make money kind of like working for yourself or doing like your own type of endeavor. There's some type of energy of travel, and I also see some new beginnings. And when I say new beginnings, it could be conception. If you were not on birth control, it could easily be conception, and that energy could be within the next 2 to 14 days. So be mindful of that. Also, there's a lot of loneliness around you, and I see opposition, delay, and fear. There is something within you that causes delays in you moving forward successfully in life, and it's all based on a fear factor. So you already know this, and you've identified it within yourself, and because you know it, you should be halfway there. Like, because you can identify it, now you need to act on it, and you need to kind of let that go and let God just guide you in the right direction, because you're definitely hindered. Now, I see some anxiety about money, but there is a male that is going to be there in your corner. He's got your best interest at heart. He loves you. He wants the best for you, and he's definitely always going to be there to help you be successful. That's
all. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay, so callers. This right here is going to be the King of Cups. That is the King of Cups card. Now, when I said there's a man that has your best interest at heart, he wants the best for you, he's going to be there for you, that is the King of Cups, a very, very loving man. Anytime that comes in a woman's reading, it's always indication of a man that genuinely has this woman's best interest at heart and wants the best for her. All right, I'm ready whenever you are to take the next caller. I think we're going to caller 347. Did I lose you, Sabrina? Hello.
I'm right here. The caller that's in the queue I was mentioning before, that 97228 number, it's right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, so they've been waiting for a long time, so let's get them in there. Where you at? 972-228. There you go. You are next, honey. And after 972 is 931, okay? So here we go. Yeah.
All right, Peace 972 area code. You're on the air. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Paula.
Hi, Paula. How are you?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. And how did you hear of the show, Paula?
From Facebook.
Oh, okay. Good, good. Do you have a question or do you just want a general reading?
I kind of want to know if anything would be coming up for me relationship-wise, but I'm really open for whatever.
Do you have someone, are you asking about a specific individual, or you're just asking in general about your relationship?
Just in general.
Okay. Just one moment. Mm-hmm. And you said your name is Paula?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Just a second. Very interesting. Paula, my dear.
What?
And I swear I am not, promise to God, I'm not here to sell you anything, but you need a personal consultation. You definitely need a personal reading. The reason why I say that is because you have hindrance on you pertaining to relationships. And there's a holdup or a setback. It causes stagnation, and it's based off of negative energy. And I don't want to say that, I mean, it could come from just word of mouth or thought and not being spiritually protected and it manifesting, or it could actually come from like someone intentionally trying to harm you behind the scenes, like, you know, like some sort of spiritual ritual or something against you. And don't get me wrong, I am not saying you're doomed or anything as far as your relationships are concerned, but there are areas that I can definitely help you with as far as cleaning that up, because if you don't, it's just going to follow you like every single lifetime until you take care of it.
Gotcha.
For the day. So I think it's awesome that you called in tonight, and you got to thank God that you found that out, because you could easily have went this whole lifetime and not known that and just struggled with relationships, truly.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I say, you know, I can help you. If you don't want me to do it, seek guidance and wisdom from someone, you know, that can help you on a spiritual realm, because there is some spiritual energy that is there that has created a hindrance that is kind of blocking your blessings for you.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'll go to your website and check everything out.
All righty, love. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Okay, so those of you that don't know, those of you that are watching on YouTube, those of you that are archiving these shows, the ones that do the on-demand, the iPod, whatever, however you're listening, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not here to upsell anybody on anything. Number one, you can ask my assistant. I'm extremely busy. I read back to back to back to back, some days all day long, okay? So I'm not trying to, this is my child, excuse me, who just walked in front of the camera while I'm recording. I'm sorry about that. I am not at all trying to upsell anyone on any of my specific services. If I tell you when I'm reading you that you need a private consultation, it's because you really do. It's because, number one, it is coming from spirit, or number two, I see something that is a actual hindrance that I can discuss with you, not on a public format, on a personal level, and I can help work with you to clear that up. And that's just what it is. There are a lot of professional readers that are not genuine and will try and upsell you, and that is not what I am, nor is that something I will ever be. So I just wanted to put that out there, because there's not many times that I have callers that call in and I demand that they get a reading, but if I do it, it's for good, good reason. I'm ready when you are, Minty.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take caller 931-338, and then after this caller, caller 347-889, you are next.
Okay, Erica 931, you're on the line. How can I help?
Hey, Keisha, it's me, Cynthia.
My sister?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Jeez, I'm surrounded by sisters today. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm good. I'm surprised you called in. I was supposed to read you privately, no?
Yeah, well, I listened to you 2 weeks ago. You know, I keep getting the invite, so I make an effort to listen in. So, and this time I queued in.
All right, cool, cool, cool. What is specific questions, sis, or...
It's the specific question and just what you see in the next year for me and Brannon.
Okay. Oh, see, now I feel bad. You were supposed to call me. I was supposed to read you.
No, it's good. I know you are extremely busy.
Interesting. Let me see something else real quick. Yes. Yeah, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Okay, so long story short, because I can't give you the whole spiel, but I see your spiritual awareness growing within the next year, and I see you being able to really see things, pick up on things, like your intuition being really, really keen, and I see that it is going to help in your relationship, and I see the relationship blossoming into marriage. I also see a lot of sound, a good foundation and lots of achievements with you guys. I see some sort of schooling or somebody learning something, getting some type of certificate or licensing or degree or diploma, something that is going to lead to hard work and bring in money as well. I see that. And my question is, are you on birth control?
No, because I've had surgery.
Okay. All right. I needed to know that because the nature of you guys' issues together is conception. Does he want a baby?
He says he didn't want any more children. That's a good question to ask him. He said he was done.
I definitely, like, that's something that really stood out to me. And if there wasn't a surgery in place, there would definitely be a baby. That's for sure, because the energy is there, you know, and I see it. But there's one obstacle that Spirit is saying that you guys have to overcome, and that's taking on more than you can handle. You guys really both need to work on lessening the burdens and in your life. And you, my dear, are going to have to make for sure that you get a lot of rest this coming up year, because otherwise it's going to catch up with you and you'll start kind of, like your body will start aching and things of that nature. I see some sort of worry or something about something to do with your children, your ex-husband, like him being lying and manipulative. So it's going to be might be some conflict or something, you know. But with him, with Brannon, he just wants achievements. He's at the point where he wants everything to kind of come together successfully. One of you guys are going to be doing some reminiscing too, like kind of remembering how things used to be, because this particular year is like out with the old and in with the new. So there's going to be it's going to be a transformational phase for your relationship where a lot of things are going to come to an end, but it's going to open doors for new beginnings. And like I said, that new beginning would definitely have the marital type of energy there. So.
Awesome.
I'm coming to the wedding. No.
Yes. You definitely be invited, yes.
Ma'am.
Well, thank you so much, Keisha.
You're welcome, sis.
I can stay on the line, right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Thank you.
Talk to you. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Okay.
Alrighty. So, yeah, that was really like my sister for real. Like, for my older sister. So, that's awesome. She is in the South, and she is maybe 5 years at the most older than me, but I swear she looks 26 years old. She's absolutely gorgeous, you guys. I'm ready to take the next reader or the next caller.
I am looking for them. All right, 347-889, and then we're going to get, I think it's the 720 is next. 347.
Hi, Keisha. It's Taj.
Taj, how are you, love?
I'm good. How are you?
See, now y'all making me feel bad. This is the second person, you guys, from my sister that I'm supposed to read privately that had to call the show just to get me. See, that's why you guys got to join the network, www.myastrologycoach.com. Go to the Astro Network and enroll. Those that are in the network always will get me on a scheduled reading. Like, I don't miss
it. Yeah, I know.
No, and I'm not just talking to you, sis. I'm just talking to everyone watching and all the listeners, because that really is a guaranteed way to get a reading from me, because mm-hmm. the network always our number one priority. What is your question, or did you want a general?
I just want to know if I'm not even looking for anything. I'm just like dating, but I kind of like this one, so I want to see what transpires. His initials are BK.
BK?
BJ, as in Jack.
BJ, okay. Okay, so the connection is definitely a past life connection. And I'm going to tell you guys what. Just because someone is, when you have a relationship with someone in a past life and you guys come back together in a relationship again, that's considered a soulmate. That does not mean happily ever after. That just means your soul is connected with this person's soul from another time. And this is definitely a situation with you, Taj, you and BJ. There's definitely a past life connection. So that is why that attraction is there, and it's probably one of those type of relationships where you guys kind of may feel it, like people may think you guys are moving fast, but it's like there's already this level of trust that is there. That's mm-hmm. usually common with these type of relationships. Now, with him, okay, I do see the energy of still some unsettled business or unfinished business with another female. And it's not, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that he is romantically involved with her at all. I'm saying there is some sort of unfinished, they used to be romantically involved, and there's some sort of unfinished business that he is currently having to deal with yet and still. So, like, this relationship needs time in order for certain things to, for the space to clear, so to say. And the ancestors are saying to watch out to the point where you don't, how can I put this? Don't allow him to overburden you. Don't take on more than you can handle with this relationship. Make for sure it's 50-50, because it could easily wind up being where you're like carrying all the weight of the entire relationship. And I don't mean financially when I say this. I'm just saying, like, period. carrying the weight of the relationship. Relationships are 50-50. Like, you shouldn't have to be the one that's making everything come together. And also be mindful of disillusionment. Like, he could easily tell you something that is not true. And it's not that he doesn't have your best interest at heart. It's just that he wants, he has an attraction for you, and he wants to go further in the relationship, but he still has unfinished business that he doesn't really care to admit to. So he would easily try and avoid that situation or even say something that may not be true to deter you from actually, you know, knowing that there are some other things that he still has going on. Other than that, you're going to come to a crossroads with this guy. Like, you guys are on this specific path right now, but pretty soon it's going to come to a point where there's going to have, someone's going to have to make their mind up. Like, he's going to have to either get on the bandwagon or totally jump off. Right now he's got one foot on and one foot off. So he's going to have to make up his mind here really soon. I say, If it even lasts as long as spring, it could even be in the wintertime where he finds himself in a position where he's going to have to make up his mind. So, and I want you to be mindful of some conflicting type of energy, like you guys could argue as well. So my advice, based on what the ancestors are saying, is definitely if this is something that you want, you just need to allow it time and allow him time. So that certain things can clear themselves up first so that you guys can actually have a healthy, successful relationship. If you push the situation and you try and rush it, it is not going to work.
Okay.
Okay. And before she goes, you guys, this woman right here makes a line of cosmetics, okay? And her line of cosmetics, well, it's lip gloss. I use her lip gloss. Like, it is the best. I actually give her readings for her lip gloss. So go and check out Charmed Cosmetics because it is the best lip gloss ever. I'm known for wearing, like, MAC lip gloss and Victoria's Secret, and I always tell Taj that it chaps my lips, you know, all the time. But her lip glosses, the colors are vibrant. I mean, they're in style, and they are made, it's made natural, like natural oils, natural essential oils. So, yes, Charm Cosmetics, Taj Blush, check her out. Thanks, sis, for calling in. You know that I love you.
Thank you for everything. Thanks for the show. I'll be hearing from you soon.
You're welcome.
Yes, I second that. I love Charm lip gloss. I went crazy, Keisha. I had lost my nude one, and the baby had took it. I didn't know it, and I went crazy. I was hitting her inbox up because I wanted some more. So, yeah, I do agree. I second that. Her lip gloss is, yeah, she needs to go big with that. If you don't get chapped,
it's
really sticks in your lip.
No, I was saying, yeah, she got it in stores. She's definitely got it in stores now.
No, I'm saying, like, she has a line that needs to be trademarked and marketed, whatever she's using and how she's doing it, because it really stays on your lips, and it looks good. And
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. I really love her work. But back to business.
I agree. No. And that's what you get on Tarot Tuesdays. You get the truth. And, guys, you guys might not want to hear about lip gloss, but that's what it is. It's the best lip gloss on the planet, okay? Charm Cosmetics. And it really is. Like I said, my sister Chrissy, that does the editing of the show, she's a makeup artist, and she's worked professionally for MAC. She does my makeup professionally. Like, I'm going to show her the lip gloss. The lip gloss is awesome. I stock up on it because I literally have to hide it because Heather and, like, different girls will come around and pocket it because they don't know where to get it from. But it is awesome. She's got a color called Neptune that is like Neptune. It's like a bluish gray. It's it's really, really nice, you guys. Charm Cosmetics.
Purple one.
Do you?
Charm Cosmetics.
Yeah, I have one too.
That's a nude. I have purple. I love that nude. It's not even funny. I went crazy.
Yeah.
I went crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is my lip gloss? And, yeah.
I didn't you used Charm. I didn't know you used Charm. Charm is the bomb.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go ahead. We're going to take caller 917-535.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, who's this?
This is Leo.
Leo, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. It's great to hear from you. Ladies and gentlemen that are listening, Leo is definitely part of the MAC family. Every spiritual retreat that we take, Leo is always in attendance. So he's awesome, and it's an honor to be able to have him around you guys because this man is very, very spiritually gifted. Leo, do you have a question, or did you just want a general reading?
I have a question.
Okay.
Basically, my question is as far as my intuition, will I become more empowered in the near future?
What I just say, family, is very, very spiritually gifted. He wants to be stronger, okay? This man is about to float on walk on clouds if he gets to be stronger. Trust me. He's awesome. Let me see. You're going to be able to split the Red Sea to get any stronger. That's for sure. Okay, so Spirit is saying, I asked the ancestors to give you some advice on your spiritual growth and development. Spirit is saying that absolutely, that your long journey will definitely bring rewards and that your perseverance is going to be rewarded. But they say you must always utilize logic, reason, and common sense. And when dealing in certain situations, they say a sly and a subtle approach is always needed. And they say this because they're saying that you are a seer. So you have always got to follow your intuition, your very first mind, and you have always have to go with that first mind and that first feeling. So they're saying sly and subtle approach, you know, like don't just act fast because you have a third eye. You have an extra keen sense that you have to make for sure it's aligned with the rest of your senses. And just for the record, I don't know if you're already in a relationship. If not, you will be. If you are in a relationship, it is going to blossom. They're saying something about romance and passion coming. And that relationship is going to be good as far as your spiritual development because it's a lot of water energy that comes from this relationship. And it's going to put you in a place where you are able to seek a union of your mind and your spirit. So Spirit is saying that right now, time is of the essence. You are already walking the path, and you've done everything that you need to do. It's just a matter of time before you are able to grow and reach a higher level. Spirit says that you are a king, and you represent authority and diplomacy. And also, you're going to hear some news from afar, so... I don't know, you might hear some sort of news or something from like another state or something like that. I don't think it's going to be bad news, but Spirit is just making mention of some sort of news. I will say this, though, where Spirit is saying that your perseverance will be rewarded is in the very near future. So I say that you're going to have a spiritual breakthrough before the end of the year. Like you are going to be able to utilize your gift in a way that you weren't able to utilize it before. And it's something that you've always had within you. It just needs to be awakened, and you're on that path. So it's definitely going to it's going to be discovered, and you're going to be able to utilize it very soon, within the next 60 to 90 days.
Okay. I give thanks.
You're welcome. No problem. Thank you, Leo. Thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Peace. Bye-bye. Peace. Alrighty.
All right. Am I online? Yeah, caller 631 is next. I'm just looking for them. Caller 61909.
Okay. Erica 631, you're on the line. Peace. Your name?
Please. Yes. Yes, thank you for taking my phone call.
You're welcome.
I just had a question, and can I also have a little general reading?
Okay, you have to choose one or the other, love. Either general reading.
Okay. Do you see my son moving back in with me in 2016?
Okay, what is your name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. What's your son's name?
Nicholas.
Okay, and how did you hear the show, Suzanne?
I just went online now with me and my friends. We're here. We're looking online on Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Just one moment while I check for you. No. I don't think he's going to move back in 2016. I don't think so at all. I see him moving on. You know, he is going to come to a point where it's going to be about movement choices and decisions for him, though. And by any means, I'm not saying he's not going to not consider it, but by the way things are going right now and the decisions that he's been currently making and his mindset, he would continue to move on. It's like a transformational phase, like him really trying to spread his wings, release himself from the cocoon and be that butterfly, you know, and fly. I don't think that he is going to move back in. But I feel like you may be on the receiving end of some money or something. I see the passing out of money between you and him. So either you're going to help him or he's going to help you, but it's definitely some, you know, you guys going to be able to kind of like help one another, so to say. But I don't think he's going to move back in.
Okay, like you don't even see like in the future or?
At this point, I don't. But like I said, I do see him contemplating it, but the way his mindset is, I see him moving on.
So you see money, though, with me?
Yeah, well, I see one of you. I feel like either he's going to be helping you financially or you're going to be helping him financially. One of you guys, I see anxiety about money, and then I see the passing out of money between you and him. So there's definitely going to be a currency exchange, you know, between you or him. So whomever it is that needs the help, you know, if he needs help, you're going to help him. If it's you that needs the help, he will be there to help you. I definitely do see that, like, you know. You got. He's definitely going to be there for you, and you'll continue to be there for him. I just don't see you guys living together.
Yeah. I mean, my finances need help, but he's too young. I wouldn't want him to help me now.
Right. Well, it will come. It will definitely come. I mean, he may ask you for some help, or you may ask him, but there's definitely going to be some exchange of some money within the next year. But thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate your support. You there?
Okay.
All righty. Have a good night.
I think she got disconnected. Okay. Let's go to the next caller. You know they were down to 3 minutes also, Keisha.
Okay, well, this will be the final.
Okay, 561-429, where are you? All right, caller 561-429.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Can I get a general, please?
Yes, ma'am. What's your name?
Stacy.
And Stacy, how'd you hear about the show?
Blog Talk.
Okay. All right, Stacy. Miss Stacy, right now you got happy family. I see the abundance and happiness and love around you. You just have to make for sure you don't wind up in a place where you're regretting anything based on a relationship or a past relationship that didn't that fell below expectations, because you still have a lot of hurt that you carry within you from the past. And so it makes it hard for you to learn to trust. Plus, when I look inside of you, you are hard on yourself because you feel as though you put yourself in situations whereas you knew better, but you did it anyway, and you had to learn the hard way. So it's like you're kind of tired of having to go through that. And it becomes a concern. But I will say this. I see a loving relationship. I see a happy family. I see reproduction if you wanted to. I mean, you guys can make babies if you want. And I see a committed relationship. I also see some offers that are going to come to you, maybe like some business offers or someone wanting to come into conjunction with you doing something. It's definitely something that might be helpful, so it wouldn't hurt to listen to what they have to say. And other people are going to be looking at you in your situation, like as it being a situation of achievements and happiness and prosperity.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, family. So we are going to wrap up Tarot Tuesdays. I just want to say this. This is what I share with my clients in the network all the time. Nine times out of ten, if you look at 10 people, there's 9 people that are carrying baggages from the baggage in their life, okay, and hurt and pain from the past. And they carry this baggage with them, and it becomes a hindrance. It stops them from being able to move forward successfully in life. It stagnates them, and it also can become an issue where it blocks your blessings. This is what you need to do, okay, to get rid of it. Because, first of all, it's something in the past, and it needs to be left in the past. So life is all about lessons. It's okay to make mistakes as long as you learn your lesson from the mistake that you made. So, okay, you made bad decisions or you made mistakes in that past relationship. That's fine as long as you learned from those mistakes. This is a way that you can leave the baggage in the past, okay? So you're not like the bag lady, like Erica Badu sings about, or even, males as well. What you want to do is you want to identify what it is that is hurting you, that bothers you, that you feel is a hindrance in your life, okay? And then you ask, you get a piece of paper, you ask yourself, you say, if I was faced with that same situation right now, what are 3 things that I would do differently? And you write down those 3 things that you would do differently. Now, those 3 things that you just wrote down are actually lessons that you learned from the situation that you've been through. Those are lessons. Because you said you'll do it differently, so that means you have learned these three lessons from that experience. So you look at those three things you would do differently, and you look at those as lessons, okay? You read them out, and you say to yourself, okay, this is lesson number one, this is lesson number two, and lesson number three. Now you just turned a negative situation into a positive situation because you were able to identify what you learned from that situation. Now, being able to identify and subconsciously accept the fact that you have learned something positive from the situation will then allow you to leave that situation in the past where it belongs. Try it. It really works. With that being said, I will see you guys same place, same time next Tuesday. 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Go visit me at www.myastrologycoach.com. Always click on the Astro Tarot Network tab and just read up on what we offer in that program because it's awesome. It is the program that I devote like 95% of my working time to, most definitely. And it's very, very rewarding, not only for me, but for my clients as well. So how about this? Anybody that is watching or listening to this show, the code word is teddy bear. If anyone joins the network from listening to this show and they email me, Keisha, K-I-S-H-A, at myastrologycoach.com. Email me, let me know that you have joined the network and give me the code word teddy bear. That will earn you a bonus reading. So basically when you start off, you always have that 30-minute session with me, but that code word teddy bear will give you a free reading as well. So you'll start off with two readings, okay? And you can combine them together into one-hour session, or you can even give it away to a friend or family member. This is only going to be good for 24 hours. So this time, tomorrow night, if anybody emails me teddy bear, I'm not going to honor it. So you got 24 hours to join the network and get a free reading. That's www.myastrologycoach.com. Click on Astro Tarot Network, okay? Do that within the 24 hours. Join the network. Send an email, Keisha, K-I-S-H-A, at myastrologycoach.com. Code word teddy bear within the 24 hours, and I will give you a free bonus session for joining. With that, peace and love to all of you. Thank you very much again, Sabrina, for all of your help. Thanks, Chrissy. I'll see you guys next week. Take care.